The moment a missile slammed into an apartment block in the south of the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. The attacks evidence, say the Ukrainian authorities, of Russia's willingness to hit civilian targets.
We managed to escape. We were in kitchen. We were lucky. It was a direct hit in the living room. My wife and the elder child have their legs broken. Our young child was taken somewhere by rescuers.
Ukraine's president had warned of a difficult night, and for many it came. This, the aftermath of fierce fighting close to people's homes. The Ukrainian army said it had destroyed a Russian military convoy trying to enter the city. Volodymyr Zelensky affirmed Kyiv was still in control of the capital and surrounding cities.
Good morning, Ukrainians. There has been a lot of fake information online saying that I'm calling on our army to lay down arms and to evacuate. Listen, I am here. We will not lay down any weapons. We will defend our state, because our weapon is our truth. And the truth is that this is our land, our country, and our children. And we will defend all of that. That's all I wanted to tell you.
In the village of Bakhmash in northern Ukraine, Russian forces were met by angry civilians. One man trying to stop an advancing tank with his bare hands. Before being pulled to safety. And in the city of Kharkiv, a Russian missile landed in a children's playground. Russia, meanwhile, appears to be sending even more troops and hardware across the border into the country, while insisting it's not targeting Ukrainian cities.
During the night, the Russian military used long-range, high-precision weapons, sea and air-launched cruise missiles to strike the targets among the Ukrainian military infrastructure. I'd like to state once again, strikes are only aimed at Ukrainian military targets.
But that's not what the residents of Kyiv are seeing or hearing. People continue to seek sanctuary underground, in basements, the metro, anywhere away from the violence. According to Western intelligence, the capital's not yet surrounded. Those Russian troops that have made it as far as Kyiv are thought to be Russian special forces and saboteurs. But larger Russian battle groups are getting closer, encountering stiff Ukrainian resistance as they approach. Elsewhere, the Russians have made more decisive gains. This is the city of Melitopol in the country's southeast, where the Russian flag now flies over a local police station.
State Russian flag.
This video, shot by Russian state television, shows Russian tanks on the move in Ukraine's east. This is Europe's largest ground war since World War II. Vladimir Putin and some of these troops believe history's on their side.
We've been waiting since 2014. Finally, I'll throw away this gun and we'll live peacefully.
Amidst the fighting, a light-hearted exchange between a Ukrainian driver and some stranded Russian soldiers lost and out of fuel. Ukraine's won. You guys have surrendered, says the driver. Can I tow you back to Russia? The truth is, the conflict's far from over. Ukrainian troops in the capital are fortifying the city. Soon, in hours or days, Moscow will have to make a decision. Sit outside the capital and engineer some political arrangement with the Ukrainian government, or bring in troops and heavy weaponry, and do it in an even more destructive way, with the possibility of mass civilian casualties. The Kremlin has the capacity for both. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera.